I'm seeing some changes in the way I'm approaching propagation for the following reasons. Not entirely on the technical side, but more on the philosophical side of propagation research. There are three or four major thrusts of why one would do propagation research, and each is a little bit different. On the one hand, you are doing research in the most excruciating detail, in the most mathematical model possible, in order to try and understand what the channel does, in order to build a system that will work in the channel. And to do this, in order to select the best modulation or to select the best coding schemes, the best protocols, the best algorithms, to be able to pass the most amount of data through this channel, you really do need to understand the channel. And for that, there clearly is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. And there are clearly so many of the simulations which use propagation measurements and models as fundamentals make a lot of sense. My concern is that a lot of propagation research is stuck in that mode. Because once you've understood the channel to a reasonable degree, and once you've designed a system to work in that environment, that research really becomes somewhat irrelevant beyond that point. Because if you do a good job in designing a system, that system should be able to take into account the variations in the channel that you've observed and work in a reliable fashion. And after that, worrying about precise angles of arrival and so on do not really make that much sense. I think at that point, the propagation research changes focus in a slightly different way. Now it is research towards deployment, which says that given that I have a system that has been built to handle a certain channel up to certain levels of extreme parameters, some sort of confidence interval and so on, how do I best deploy the system rapidly so that I meet certain objectives? Objectives such as reliability coverage, reliability of traffic, quality of service, and the kind of equations that you require, the kind of analysis that you require in order to be able to calculate that is very different from much of the equations we are seeing at this conference. And so now the question comes as to how do you come up with simple metrics and algorithms that enable you to deploy base stations or hubs or cellular stations or microcells in a cost-efficient manner without one of the two extremes of having to go and walk every street in order to deploy it, or the other extreme, which is often favored by industry, of sitting completely isolated in a room without any windows and designing radio systems that are 100 kilometers away.